In this week's Parsha, at the beginning of the third Aliyah, we have a strange pasuk, a strange series of three pasukim. Az Yavdil Moshe Shalosh Arim Be'Eva Yardin Mizrucha Shamish. Moshe set aside, designated three cities on the east bank of the Jordan River. Why Lo Noshamer Utzeach, etc. for Ari Miklat. Okay, it doesn't seem like a strange thing. Moshe should keep what it says in the Torah, which is the designated Miklat. But the placement is exceedingly peculiar. This comes right after the Divrei Musar that he said. Parshas Devar was all talking about going to Eretz Yisrael. So, beginning of Vaschanan, he wanted to go to Eretz Yisrael. He couldn't go to Eretz Yisrael. So he gives us a whole Musar shmooze, how to listen to Hashem when we go to Eretz Yisrael, like we lean on Tisha B'Av, Kisol Abanim, they banim, to go into Eretz Yisrael, to not worship Avodah Zarah, to worship Hashem, etc. And then, right after these three psukim, now that he gave us the Musar shmooze, go into Eretz Yisrael, and here's the Torah. Here's all the laws, all the halachas of the Torah. Okay, what does he start with? He starts with, remember, Aser Sadibros, and he tells us over the Aser Sadibros, and then he discusses the lessons to learn from Chet HaEgel, and eventually gets to all of the mitzvos. But why, in between the Musar about going to Eretz Yisrael and serving Hashem there, and Eila Zos HaTorah, Eila HaEdos, the Aser Sadibros, comes the fact that Moshe designated, set aside three cities for Ari Miklat. It seems utterly irrelevant to the flow of the of Moshe's speech. The Mefarshim were somewhat mystified by this. There are many, many Pshatim. The Ibn Ezra says, for example, oh, it so happened then the day he gave this speech was the day he designated the same city, so it says it here. Which is possible, but, you know, a little dachuk, like, why would he dafkin on that day? Why is that important? Like, at least there should be another reason behind it. The Rashbam gives another technical interpretation, as Moshe is about to tell us the mitzvos. He's not going to tell us to set aside three cities in Ivar Yardin. So the Torah is prefacing, saying, why isn't he command us to do this? Oh, because he already took care of it, so that's why it's going to be missing for the mitzvos he commands us. Also seems a little technical. But many of the Mefarshim, such as the Ramban, or Rabbeinu Bachye, and Rabbi Yosef Bechor Shor, and others, take a different approach based on Rashi. Rashi says here, there's something funny about Az Yavdil Moshe Shalosh Arim Be'Ever HaYardin, says Rashi. The Afal Pishenon Koltos Achi Yivdulu Osam Sheretz Kanan, even though they don't work. It's not Chal. He's not Mekayim the Mitzvah of Ari Miklat. Because the three in Eivar Yardin are not, they don't work, they're not collate, they don't protect the murderer, until many years later, Yoshua will be, Mavdil, will designate another three on the west bank of the Jordan River, in Eretz Yisrael proper. So Moshe really wasn't Mekayim the Mitzvah yet. It wasn't Chal. Nonetheless, Moshe wanted to do it. Amar Moshe mitzvah she'ef shel kaimik. I'll do what I can, even though it doesn't really work yet. Okay, what does this have to do with anything? So the says the Sforno very nicely. Moshe is about to tell them Zos HaTorah, Eila HaMitzvos. These are the mitzvos. We all know, how do you teach people? It's very nice. You teach them, you give them a schmooze, you bang them over the head, you say it again and again, and you yell and scream. It only goes so far. You set an example, role modeling. Modeling really teaches. Moshe says, I'm about to tell you to keep all the mitzvahs. Let me show you what it means to, to keep a mitzvah, right? But what's unique about this, mitzvah explains, Rabbeinu Bachye, Moshe says, I'm not even going to be able to fully complete the mitzvah. I'm only going to be able to do my part. I'm not going to be able to do it b'shleimuso, but nonetheless, I'm showing you how much I love mitzvos. I'm going to do whatever I can, even if it's not 100%, even if it's not chal yet, even if I don't have that kiyum mitzvah say, like I'm not worried up in heaven, am I getting a credit in my book for kiyum mitzvah say or not. I'm worried about, am I doing it so much? Am I doing the right thing? I'm doing the right thing. I care even about half a mitzvah, even about the beginning of a mitzvah, even about a mitzvah that's not complete. I just want to do the right thing. Ritzon Hashem. And I think there's something even much deeper to it. What was going on here? Why could Moshe only set aside three cities, Be'Eva HaYardin, and not the other three in Eretz Yisrael proper? Because at the beginning of the Parsha was Chanan. Moshe's whole goal in life, to bring the Jews from Mitzrayim to the Promised Land. His tafkid in life was to bring the Jews from Mitzrayim to Eretz Yisrael. He brought them out of Mitzrayim. He got them the Torah. He got them through the Midbar, but he didn't achieve his goal. He didn't do what he wanted to do. That frustration, that tremendous disappointment is what this parsha is all about. How do you react to disappointment? We all have goals in life, in Ruchnius and Gashmius. The more important ones are in Ruchnius. We all have goals in life. We all want to do things. Hopefully, we're such idealistic enough people that we're ambitious and we want to do a lot. What happens when, like Moshe, if even Moshe Rabbeinu failed and didn't succeed in everything he set out to do? Kal v'chomer, people like us. What happens when everything doesn't work out the way you want? What happens when you're frustrated, when you're disappointed, when things don't go the way you wanted them to go? A regular person would say, I give up. There's no point. It's useless. Why should I do this if it's not even going to work? Said Moshe Rabbeinu, No. I'll do whatever I can. Okay, I couldn't do what I wanted to. My plan didn't work out. I'll do what I can under the circumstances. I'll make the best of the circumstances that serve Hashem the best I can in these circumstances. Whether it's his fault, whether it's my fault, whether it's because I sinned that Hashem didn't let me go into the... Maybe it's my fault, but I'm not going to beat myself up and say, so I might as well not try. I'm going to say, you know, it's my fault that I failed, but my reaction is to do the best I can under the circumstances and have the most success that I can. If I can do 3 out of 6, I'll do 3 out of 6. If it's not chal yet, well, they'll be ready for when the time to be chal later on. It says Moshe Rabbeinu is such a tremendous musser that Zos HaTorah, Ela HaEdos HaChum Mitzvotim. You know, we're about to learn a lot of mitzvos. Doing all these mitzvos, doing them all Mishlim Musam, rising the spiritual heights is really, really hard. Hopefully we'll all strive to do them. What happens when it doesn't work out, Moshe says? Before I tell you what the mitzvahs are, I have to give you a yesod. I have to model for you how to approach the mitzvahs. It's not all or nothing. It's not like once you fail, you're a failure. You do the best you can, and if it doesn't work out, you do the best you can under the circumstances. And if you don't do everything right, you do as much right as you can. And if it's not really work yet, these three don't really count, you do it anyway and do everything you can. You don't worry about whether you've achieved the halos success. You worry about whether you're doing the right thing, whether you're moving in the right direction. That, Moshe tells us, has to come before Zos HaTorshim, so those of themselves. Before every mitzvah, you have to have the right attitude towards the mitzvahs. And the Kli Yakar says something very beautiful. He says, what does the previous pasuk says? V'shamarta eschukov ismitzvah sar shonochim tzavacha ayom asher yitav l'cha ulvanecha acharecha. He says, sometimes it's good for you. Everything works out the way you want. Sometimes it doesn't work out. And you know what? Still do the mitzvahs. Ulvanecha acharecha. Maybe it won't work out for you. Maybe you won't accomplish what you want to accomplish, but because you tried so hard, your kids will take it one step further and they'll accomplish what you wanted to accomplish. Maybe you won't get where you want to get, but because you worked so hard, someone else will pick up the gauntlet like Yeshua and do the next step and bring the world to a better place. You never know what the long-term effects of your efforts and your mitzvahs are, even if you don't see the short-term fruits right now. And I think that's really a beautiful lesson that Moshe put here in the Torah. You know, I don't know. You never know exactly what Moshe knew, what he didn't. He was a very special person. I don't know if he knew this would be Shabbos Nachum and Parshas Eschanan or not. But it's an amazing message for Parah for Nachamu. What's ultimately the Nechama? What's the Nechama after the Churban? Imagine you felt after the Churban. Like, what's the point? There's no Beis HaMikdash. What, I'm going to like sit here and say Yizel Makoman in the morning when I remember what it really meant? You know, it's so easy to give up and say, because we failed. Our sin has destroyed the Beis HaMikdash. We failed. We're worthless. We might as well give up. We'll never be spiritually great. And the Nechama is if someone says, Oz Yavdil Moshe Sholosh Arim. No, whatever situation you're in, even if it's your own fault, you can make the best of it. Just all Hashem wants is to do the best you can under the situation. Maybe in the end it'll work out better than you thought. If it doesn't work out for you, you'll do your best. And you'll see in the future that will bear fruits and that will change the course of history and all of Klal Yisrael. Amir Tzashem, we all, some of us have the bracha Moshe didn't have to be in the promised land. But nonetheless, in our personal life, maybe we'll achieve everything we want. Odds are, if we're ambitious people, if we really care to strive, we won't achieve everything we want. But may we have the wisdom that Moshe Rabbeinu is teaching us, that even if things don't work out, even if we fail, even if we mess up, assess the situation, do the best we can in the situation, and know, v'zos ha'torah shel Moshe b'nei Yisrael, to do the best you can in the circumstance, whether you succeed or not is not important, it's whether you're moving in the right direction and doing Ritzon Hashem. Shabbat Shalom.